This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. China has urged the United States and North Korea to demonstrate goodwill to create a conducive atmosphere for next month's summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang has threatened to cancel the talks if Washington continues to press for its unilateral nuclear disarmament. At a news conference, a Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman, Liu Kang, urged give and take on all sides.
All relevant parties, especially North Korea and the US, should meet each other halfway and demonstrate mutual goodwill and sincerity to actively create a conducive atmosphere for their leaders' meeting and realize the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and long-lasting peace and stability.
Earlier, Pyongyang angrily criticized the US and South Korea for the resumption of joint military exercises and cancelled this week's talks with Seoul. The reformist Malaysian politician Anwar Ibrahim has celebrated a new dawn for his country on his release from prison following the opposition alliance's victory at the polls last week.
Now there's a new dawn for Malaysia. I must thank the people of Malaysia, Malays, Chinese, Indians, Kadazan, Iban, the entire spectrum of Malaysians, regardless of race and religion, who stood by the principles of democracy and freedom.
Mr. Anwar pledged his full support to his ally and former rival, Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who secured a royal pardon for what was widely seen as a politically motivated conviction. Dr. Mahathir has said he'll step aside to make way for Mr. Anwar within 2 years. The Japanese parliament has passed legislation aimed at encouraging more women to stand for election. Celia Hatton has the details.
The new law urges political parties to put forward equal numbers of male and female candidates, but critics are unimpressed. The law contains no penalties or incentives, so it could easily be ignored. And that's a frustration for those who want the Japanese parliament to truly represent its population. 90% of elected politicians in Japan's lower house are men. Women consistently cite the unfriendly and sexist atmosphere in Japanese politics as a reason for staying away. Japan ranked at the bottom of a recent survey of G7 countries' gender gap issues.
BBC News.